From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Moscow is claiming the charges against 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election are blather or nonsense. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence, as did longtime Russian politician and diplomat Sergei Kislyak.
The problem is that, first, I'm not sure that I can trust American law enforcement to be the most precise and truthful source of information about what Russians do. We have seen in the past so many things that prove to be non-true.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster's response was blunt when he said the U.S. will expose and act against those who use cyberspace, social media, and other means to disinformation, subversion, and espionage. In the U.S. state of Florida, students and others took part in an anti-gun rally about last week's mass shooting at a high school where a 19-year-old, Nicholas Cruz, killed students and teachers. Cameron Caskey is a senior at the school, takes issue with what lawmakers are telling the public.
We're all angry. We're not confused anymore. We know what's going on. We know that politicians like Rick Scott and Marco Rubio are creating a facade, that this is normal, this is inevitable, there's nothing we can do to stop this, and people are realizing that we've been fooled.
FBI has admitted it received a tip in early January about Cruz, but the FBI said they failed to act on that tip. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions responding by ordering an immediate review of how they respond to warnings about potential mass killers. This is VOA News. U.S. Embassy in Ethiopia says it opposes the Ethiopian government's imposition of a state of emergency. Ethiopia's Council of Ministers declared a six-month state of emergency for the country, effective immediately after Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn announced he's resigning. Ethiopia has witnessed waves of anti-government protest over the last few years, stoked by demands for free and fair elections and a more equal distribution of power among the country's ethnic groups. Former leader of Britain's far-right United Kingdom Independence Party, Henry Bolton, says it will be very difficult for the party to survive in its current leadership crisis, as members voted to oust him over a racial scandal. In January, a scandal deepened when phone texts Bolton's girlfriend sent to a friend were made public, showing that she had made racist comments about the fiancé of Britain's Prince Harry. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says a Brexit deal should strike a balance that ensures Britain clearly diverges from the European Union's single market while also keeping close economic ties with the bloc. Merkel held a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May, who spoke about Britain's exit from the EU, the so-called Brexit.
And so we have referred in our discussions to the UK's vision for a bold and ambitious economic partnership once the UK leaves the European Union. Because I want to ensure that UK companies have the maximum freedom to trade and operate within German markets and for German businesses to do the same in the UK.
Britain is hoping to negotiate a Brexit trade deal with the EU that maintains high levels of success and access to the bloc's single market. EU says Britain will lose access if it sticks to the plan to end free movement of workers. 13 people died when a Mexican military helicopter crashed during a tour of earthquake damage in Oaxaca State. U.S. Geological Survey put the quake's magnitude at 7.2 and said its epicenter was in a rural area near the Pacific coast, yet shocks were felt in the capital, Mexico City. This man was in a commercial building in the city's business district.
Yo me encontraba trabajando en el piso 26.
I was working on the 26th floor at the time. The tremor was very strong. I was scared, but in this case, I had to try to stay calm and evacuate the building, as they told us. The tremor was so very strong, and even stronger on the higher floors. Fortunately, no tragic incident occurred. Tremors were felt as far away as Guatemala and Central America. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.